I'm visiting with Carlo Lambro with New Holland, and I know, Carlo, you are a brand president for
New Holland Agriculture.
Yes, with the CNH Industrial Group, Executive Council, I understand.
Yes.
Thank you, first of all, for inviting us here to spend some time in Turin, my first and ever. I had no idea the history and you know, a lot of things that we've learned here, but let's first talk about what brought us here, and that's a commitment that New Holland has made to be behind the Expo Milano 2015. What does that mean for New Holland? And tell me just a little bit about what your expectations are.
First of all, as New Holland being part of the CNH Industrial Group, we are very, very proud and happy to be official partners through CNHI of the Expo Milano. You know, the Expo Milano is a very important international exhibition. Right. It's going to last 6 months from the 1st of May until the end of October. We are expecting something between 22 and 25 million visitors. And of course, we expect a lot of visitors also from abroad, and not only, of course, from Italy and from Europe, but also from overseas. I mean, being there for us represents an important step to show what is our commitment to what we call the clean energy leader strategy, or what we call the sustainable farming. Mm-hmm. In fact, we are presented there what we call a sustainable pavilion, where New Holland will intend to show not only to the people that know this business or the agricultural business, but also to the normal people, to the family that is going to visit us and to visit Expo, to show and to make a little bit an history, a journey on how agriculture has evolved in the past year and how agriculture, I would say, I beg your pardon, not only the past year, but in the past decades, and how New Holland in the last couple of years has accompanied the evolution of agriculture, always to go versus what is probably the final goal, to have an agriculture that as much as possible to be sustainable with less pollution, with respect to the ambient and respect for the future generation. And we will show what New Holland has done in terms of product development, in terms of engine emission, in terms of how we sustain the farm, in terms of how we are close with them, and in terms of how we have been always at the forefront, trying to be always the first in this evolution. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very important message, because we really, the Expo for New Holland is not focusing on the product, so for us it's not, of course, a selling exhibition. It's a brand, it's a concept exhibition, and we're very excited for that.
Well, we see a growing importance or need for those involved in agriculture and agribusiness to help educate the public who are very far removed from the farm now about where their food comes from. So this to me sounds like an excellent opportunity to convey that message then.
Yes, of course. As I said before, the audience is very broad, is very diverse, is family, is child, is people that probably they never approach the agricultural. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's a very, very important themes, and this very important moment for us. We know that we want also to pursue some kind of activity that we are doing, what we call the non-conventional energy. For example, we will show, I can tell you a preview, that we'll show outside of the pavilion our prototype of the methane tractor. So it's a tractor that is equipped with methane. But this is just the end of an evolution of activity that we have done. For example, I mean, you are from the States. We know very well that we have this agreement with American ethanol company in the States. That, I mean, it's really in our DNA. And as you said, it's a very important moment to broad and to spread our goal.
Well, I'm looking forward to hopefully being able to come back and see Expo in action. Let's turn to... You mentioned products. We'll just go to where we met, was at Farm Progress Show.
Yes.
This has been a milestone year for New Holland with a number of different product lines. We had several, actually quite a few new products this year.
Yes.
Like the new CR Combine that was introduced in Europe first, but then there at Farm Progress Show. Tell me about the new products and how they are being received by your customers, and and accepted it, I guess.
Actually, the as you just mentioned, and our flagship combined, the first 10 class combined in the world was first introduced in the U.S. So the Farm Progress Show was the really premiere, because you know the next the big exhibition that's going to run in Europe will be at EIMA in November in Italy, and then at CIMA in the next March in France. But really the premiere has been Farm Progress Show. Of course, I mean, just to give you a data, CNHI, and of course New Holland being part of CNH, is investing roughly between 600 and 700 million on R&D every year. And of course, in our DNA, I mean, to be always ahead, at the forefront on developing new products, new technology, to create as much as possible a profitable farming experience for our customer is in our DNA. You know, New Holland is a full line. We are covering from the small compact tractor from 20 horsepower up to the big four-wheel drive, what we have also in the state, the T9. And we are covering also the all possible technology for the combine. You know that the combine is mainly conventional and rotary, so we are both offering the two experiences. And of course, here 1090 is a rotary, as well as something that for us is a sense of pride, especially in the state, is our business on the world we call the hay and forage business, where we are market leader. Of course, at the Farm Progress Show, we try to give a vision of product developing all these products. So Combine CR was in the Combine. We launched the new round baler on the hay and forage. We presented the new windrower with the celebrated the 50 years anniversary. And also we present the new T6 and the new product on the tractor, as well as the T8 with truck that I'm sure you have seen, that we are really looking forward with a very good experience.
I think the farmers were amazed to see some of the new products there. Let's close out with the fact that you have brought in several farm bloggers from around. Would you have ever thought a few years back that you would invite bloggers in to talk about what
actually,
you do?
Actually, no, and I have to be open and I have to give the merit of this to my team, because I think that my team push a lot about to have this experience. Of course, looking into what is happening behind a blogger activity, it's really amazing, it's very, very important. I mean, the leads of the content you could generate is incredible. And I think that, I mean, to answer your question, I would not have expected, but I'm very happy to be here. I'm looking forward to continue to have this type of experience with the blogger. Of course, I hope that the blogger will talk a lot about you all.
Absolutely.
We have been tweeting all day, and
we will be blogging about the stories that we are collecting, like this one right here. So I know our time is limited here, Carlo. Thank you again very much for inviting us in here to Turin to see what New Holland is doing, at the especially at the CNH Industrial Village. That was fantastic, and I know there's more to come. So here from Italy, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.